Currently in the prototype stage, the Discharge Roadmap app will allow patients and their caregivers to fully participate in the discharge planning process. Student team leader at the University at Buffalo, Sabrina Casucci, says the project was inspired by studies showing that there's constant miscommunication between patients, hospitals, and post-hospital caregivers.
The elderly is just a very easy example to use. They may have a different conception of how independent they can be once they return home and what their care needs are than what they really in actuality need. They may say, I'm completely independent and I can do my laundry even though it's, you know, a three-story walk-up and, you know, they just fell and broke their hip. So there's a lot of need to communicate that information better.
The mobile app will store post-op care information and keep track of prescriptions and follow-up appointments. Project leader and UB professor Lee Lin says the discharge roadmap will ultimately reduce the operating costs of hospitals and insurance companies.
The federal government considers the hospitals to be responsible for the patients coming back, even though that the patients were treated properly in the hospital, but then after they leave the hospital, maybe they did not take care of themselves properly. In reality, that may or may not be the hospital's responsibility. However, the hospitals are held responsible anyway.
The design team recently won $25,000 for its prototype through a contest sponsored by GE Healthcare and the Ochsner Health System. The award will be used to bring the final version of the app to fruition. Ashley Hassett, WBFO News.